sorcery at all, only the strength of arms. You might conquer.
I was sort of hoping I would. You going to chip in?
Silence for some time, then, I will contribute, only in small ways. I do not wish to be noticed by the Shadow Masters, yet.
I thought about what little things he could do that might mean a lot. We had started to get some traffic nearby, Taglians lugging 50-pound sacks of charcoal to the foreslope.
Of course. How are you with fog? Can you conjure me up a little?
Weather is not my strength. Maybe a small patch, if there's reason. Explain.
Be real handy to have a chunk that would lie along the river and reach maybe 200 feet up this slope, bottled this side of the creek over there, just so those guys would have to come through it.
I told him about my trick.
He liked it. He chuckled, a small sound that wanted to roar like a volcano.
Man, you were always sneaky, cold-blooded, cruel bastards. Smarter than you looked. I like it. I'll try. It should draw no attention, and the results may be amusing.
Thank you. I was speaking to the air, or maybe a nearby crow. Shifter had gone without a sound. I sat there and tormented myself, trying to think of something more I might have done, trying not to think of Lady, trying to excuse myself the dying. The soldiers crossing the ridge made very little noise. Later, I became aware of a few tendrils of mist forming. Good. There was a bit of rose in the east. Stars were dying. Behind me, Mogaba and the Nar were wakening the men. Across the river, enemy sergeants did the same. A little more light, and I could see the artillery batteries ready to be wheeled into position. They had arrived, but so far only one wagon loaded with missiles. Shifter had managed a mist, though not all I wanted. 15 feet deep at the ford, 250 yards toward me, not quite reaching the band of charcoal 10 feet wide that the men had laid out in the night on an arc from the riverbank in the east around to the bank of the creek. Time to go give the final pep talk. I slithered off the crest, turned, and there was Lady. She looked like hell, but she was grinning.
You made it.
Just got here. She grabbed my hand in hers.
You won.
Barely. She sat down and told me, the Shadar did good. Pushed them back across twice. But not the third try. It broke up into a brawl and chase before we could get into it. When we did, the Shadow Master's men formed up and held out almost all day.
Any survivors?
A few, but they didn't get back across. I put some men over right away, caught them off guard, and took their fortress. Afterward, I sent Ja'an across.
She smiled.
I gave him 100 men to scout and told him your orders were to circle around behind them here. He could be in position this afternoon if he pushes.
He'd take heavy losses.
800 to 1,000.
He's dead if we blow it here.
She smiled.
That would be terrible, wouldn't it, politically speaking?
I lifted an eyebrow. I still had trouble thinking that way. She said,
I sent a messenger to Terry telling the Guni to seize the crossing. Another is headed for Vedna Bota.
You have the mercy of a spider.
Yes. It's almost time.